Adam Brandon represents one of those event organizers, FreedomWorks, chaired, as you heard, by former House Majority Leader Dick Armey. FreedomWorks' heavy involvement in planning and organizing the Tea Parties is one reason the Tax Day gatherings have been called AstroTurf. But Brandon says his group is just helping the grassroots get off the ground.
When folks come to us and we help them organize, you know, we consider that great grassroots. And what I consider astroturfing is when something comes together that claims to have a wide variety of support when it really isn't there. So if you look at our heritage on the issue, we've been making a lot of noise for years now, going back to Republican presidents and to Republican Congresses. It's just people are starting to pay attention to us now, which is very exciting for us.
Could that have anything to do with the participation of Fox News, which has just embraced the notion of tea parties and flogged it relentlessly on its air, including just about all of its hosts? For them to be cheerleading you is obviously very significant. But what I want to know is it significant in a good way, or can it have a backlash attached to it?
Well, it's definitely significant in a good way in that it gets our message out. But we've also had folks interviewed on all major networks as of this point. Tonight, Army is going to be interviewed on CNN. So we're getting decent coverage all over the place. So I welcome Fox's involvement, and I'm very pleased that everyone, you know, it's obviously reached your attention, and that's good for us.
I sense hesitation from you in your answers. You seem loath to diss Fox News, but you don't seem entirely delighted to me, as I read between the lines, with their full-throated participation. What is the risk of being associated with this particular media organization at a moment like this?
I'm trying to answer your question as best as possible here, but I do appreciate Fox's coverage, but I'm not overly concerned about it, because I believe probably a week or two from now, we're going to be moving on to the next big issue. What I'm more interested in is the types of media that are going to continue to follow this taxpayer issue.
Well, I don't ask the question for no reason. Mm-hmm. Eric Odom of TaxDayTeaParty.com was complaining that the Republicans are trying to, quote, ride on the brand that we created, and, you know, implied that he wasn't necessarily delighted to be giving them that free ride. If we can assume for a moment that Fox is essentially a house organ for the GOP, do you share Eric Odom's sentiments that they're kind of freeloading here?
I do agree with him that it's very dangerous for the GOP to jump on this. We are a nonpartisan organization. We are fiscal conservatives. So obviously, many in the GOP like to hear what we say, but we're not trying to elect GOP folks. What we're trying to do is own the fear of politicians, whether they're from Republicans or Democrats.
Finally, going back to the questions of astroturfing, and now that this is all played out and considering the controversy that has erupted over the real grassroots versus fake ones, do you wish that your organization had behaved differently in trying to mobilize the turnout on April 15th?
Absolutely not. When we get our jobs in our organization, the first thing you do is you sit down with some of Saul Alinsky's books, Rules for Radicals. And we read that book and we study that book. And everything that we've been trying to do here comes straight out of those pages. So we're very pleased. You know, we have spent almost $0 on this effort other than staff time. And we've got tremendous media coverage of the movement. So for us, this has been a very, very successful tool to organize and to bring new people into, you know, the small government conservative movement.
There is one last thing. When you appear at the Atlanta rally, will you be will you be in civilian clothing?
Oh, actually, I am a Revolutionary War reenactor, so I will be showing up in a late war Continental Line uniform.
Tell me about your shoes.
There's no right or left. It's just kind of a blob of leather with a buckle on it.
No right or left, eh? Only on your shoes, my friend. Only on your shoes. Adam, thank you very much for joining us.
I really appreciate it, and we hope to speak with you guys again soon.
Adam Brandon is press secretary for FreedomWorks, one of the organizers of Wednesday's Tax Day Tea Parties.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.